Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What's going down, y'all? It's your boy Ray G, joined as always by my man Jay Rich. And this is the Destination Devi Dynasty Trade Show, where we are bringing you trades, talking through moves you should or should not make, brought to you by our patrons over at Destination Devi. Patreon.com/allgas gives you access to the Dynasty Trade Show channel. $7 a month, you get access to the rankings and the dope community that we have at Destination Devi. Or with our new partnership with Underdog, if you're a first-time depositor, all you have to do is deposit $10 into an Underdog account. We'll get an email saying that you did that, and we will give you access to this channel and other tools and things that we're using inside of the Discord to help you take down these Underdog best ball drafts free of charge for the year. So either go to patreon.com/allgas, or if you're a first-time depositor, put 10 into Underdog, you get access for free for the year, Jay. But we've got a lot of stuff to talk about. Got a lot of trades in the Discord, Jay. We didn't do the show last week. We had a lot of stuff going on. You and I were on Bleacher Report together. So let's dive into the trades and see what the patrons have been doing and what moves are being made over here in Dynasty right now. And let's start this off with a 12-team Superflex tight end premium. Strong contender. I love when they give us some background information on these trades. So we've got one side receiving Jalen Hurts, and the other side getting Brock Purdy, Tua, the 111, a 410, and a fifth round pick. Two quarterbacks and a 111 in a 12-team Superflex league. Jay, I mean, do we even need to spend a lot of time talking about this one, man? Where you at?
Nope. I'm taking Jalen Hurts.
Easy.
No questions asked. Easily Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Move on to the next one, because until you're giving me a quarterback that's even in the top 10, I'm not considering moving my Jalen Hurts for anything but something like that.
What am I watching in the background? What is going on? Yeah. That is not appropriate. All right, Jay. All right. I'm with you. Jalen Hurts. Listen, I do believe that the 49ers want Brock Purdy to start.
Yeah.
Brock Purdy, Tua, and Jordan Addison are not worth Jalen Hurts, not even close. This is probably the lowest I've seen Jalen Hurts traded for in quite some time. And it's Superflex tight end premium, and he got Hurts. Well freaking done, Pike 12-12. All right, Jay, let's scroll up. Let's see. This was posted literally like an hour ago, not even an hour ago, 30 minutes ago.
Okay.
At the time we're recording this. So we've got Jahan Dotson, the 106 and the 206 being acquired for Jerry Jeudy, Brandon Ayuk, and the 511. So what is this? 12-team, 1 QB, PPR, start 9. Jay.
So a little shallow.
Shallow, a little bit. Single quarterback. Would you rather Dotson and...
Oh, God. Single quarterback?
Yes, yeah, single quarterback.
I'm taking Jeudy and Ayuk.
Really? Okay.
I don't... Again, what am I getting with those picks? Probably a receiver that's worse? You're talking about two first-round talents? Jeudy's a top 50 pick in Underdog drafts right now, Ray. People are still high on Jeudy, and he's on the trade block, so if he goes to a better situation or a better team, that's always a possibility. Free up some targets for him. And Brandon Ayuk's no slouch either. He's a guy who's still drafted in the top 6 rounds, so two players that are probably going to produce for you, even in a start 9, I see no clear difference maker on the other side in Jahan Dotson. And the 106 probably gets you, at worst, a comparable player. At best a comparable player, and probably a player who's a little bit worse. You're really just trading youth, in my opinion. And if I'm looking for production, I'm happy to get Jeudy and Ayuk.
Jay, I'm looking on, you've got Underdog ADP up. I'm looking at Keep Trade Cut, and right now JSN, this is who he's ranked higher than. Stephon Diggs, Cooper Kupp, Davante Adams right now in Dynasty, and just one spot behind Drake London. When you're talking about Ayuk and Jeudy, they are both a couple of spots ahead of Jahan Dotson, who's at wide receiver 28. The 106 would probably be Bijan's gone, Gibbs is gone, JSN is gone.
Addison's probably gone. Charbonnet is probably gone.
Not that many people. I mean, now you're at 107. You got Bijan, Gibbs, JSN definitely gone. Quentin Johnson probably gone. The running back 3 probably gone. So you're either looking at Addison or Yeah, probably Jeudy and Ayuk as well in a single quarterback start nine. I'd go with Jerry Jeudy and Brandon Ayuk as well. I'm with you. I'm with you on that one, Jay.
You'd be lucky if Addison was a Jeudy or Ayuk type in the NFL, I think. I think that's a pretty solid range of outcomes for him to be one of those players.
All right, let's take a look at this one. 12-team Superflex PPR start 10. Jay, let's take a look at this trade. We've got DK Metcalf, Damian Pierce, the 105 and the 208 being acquired for CeeDee Lamb, a 24 second and the 203. So you see two receivers, two top receivers, according to Keep Trade Cut. CeeDee Lamb is currently the wide receiver 3 and DK Metcalf wide receiver 11. And I know underdog ADP, CeeDee Lamb's going, what, in round one? He's probably a first-round pick, 111, 110 on underdog right now. And DK is, what, a second or a third-round pick?
Yeah, he's right, depending on the draft, he's right around a third-round pick, early third, late second, like you mentioned. And CeeDee Lamb, he's trending down a little bit, though. He's heading towards an early second, but right now he's at 10.04. So still very high on CeeDee, but in my opinion, Ray, this is an easy tear down for me. Little bit of concerns of Damian Pierce, but if you're, you know, I kind of boil this down to I'm getting DK Metcalf and the 105 for CeeDee Lamb. I think it's a pretty solid tear down, especially after now the Cowboys traded for Brandon Cooks. Not to say that he's going to take away from CeeDee Lamb, but he maybe caps his ceiling just a little bit more than it was without Cooks on the roster. Pierce is kind of an add-in throw-in for me. You're, you know, downgrading a little bit in terms of second-round picks, but Pierce, if no running back is added, which we don't expect to happen, we'll still see probably 200 carries next season, and that'll be valuable for you. And you're still getting the 105 and DK Metcalf's for CD, which I think
and
is a pretty
super
good
flex.
Trade.
And it's super flex. So if you just...
Super flex, you're in range for a quarterback.
I mean, so, well, here's the thing. You're in range for a quarterback, or you're in range for Jahmyr Gibbs or Jaxon Smith-Njigba. Bijan, A. Rich, Bryce, Stroud, those should be the top four picks. Literally, you could have gotten DK Metcalf, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, Damian Pierce, and the 208 is still a good pick and super flex for CeeDee Lamb, the 2-3 and a 24 second. I like the package. Yeah. Give me DK Pierce, the 105 and the 208 for CeeDee Lamb, the 24 second and the 203. I like that top deal, man. I think that's a nice, crafty trade. You drop Great down about a round in value from DK to CeeDee Lamb. You pick up Pierce, you get the 105. I like this package quite a bit. And let's take a look at another deal that Corbett 57 made as well. Same format. It is Superflex start 10 PPR. He traded for Ryan Tannehill, Breece Hall in the 111, gave up that 105. Savvy. Javonta Williams, Jordan Love in the 210, Jay. So let's talk through this one. Jordan Love, so, Javonta Williams, 105 and 210 for Breece Hall, Tanny and the 111.
I think it's a pretty good trade. I don't love the 105 to 111 tier down. It's a bit steep, but you are getting Breece Hall, which is a massive upgrade. And if you're playing to win, I think that Love for Tannehill could be decent in terms of production for at least this year. But after that, you may be looking at other options at quarterback. So Jordan Love is a bit of a wild card, right? So you have a bit of a wild card in Jordan Love. You have Javonte Williams, who we'll see what his workload is coming into this season.
He's going to be J.K. Dobbins.
Surgery.
Don't expect much
that's
early.
How it seems, right?
By the end of the year, you might have something, right?
So you got a pretty good player at 105, like we mentioned, JSN, Jahmyr Gibbs, or any other player you like. But I think that Breece Hall is kind of the big piece here, and you can still get a pretty solid player at 111. I would probably take that side. A little bit dicey in terms of quarterback, and I do like Jordan Love, but I think I'd probably rather have Breece Hall, Ryan Tannehill, and the 111, and hope I can figure it out at quarterback following Tannehill's season this year.
You know, I am a little higher on Jordan Love than most. I think he's going to be decent. I don't think he's going to be a world beater in year one, but I think he's going to show enough to where Green Bay says we're going to move forward with him as quarterback. I like Jordan Love, man, and I like that 105, but I like Breece Hall a lot more than Javonta Williams right now. I don't even know what to think about Tannehill. This could be like a one-year rental type
last
deal.
Last hurrah, man. But, I mean, there's always room. He himself is in trade speculation, right? If the Titans decide to tank, Tannehill and Derrick Henry will be the first to go. And Breece Hall, Ray, on underdog ADP right now, 25 overall, 301, and Aaron Rodgers hasn't even arrived in New York yet. So with that upside right in that offense and where it could go, getting Breece Hall is a massive get in this trade, in my opinion. But I think Tannehill could have some years beyond Tennessee potentially, and people aren't really factoring that into his price right now.
All right. I'll go with Breece Hall in the 111 and Tannehill. I hate giving up that 105 JSN, but if I can get Breece Hall and if I can get off of a Javonta share, and here's the thing, you could always buy back. I just think that because Williams' ADP is still a little too pricey on underdog right now for my liking. He's being valued on Keep Trade Cut as RB10 in Dynasty. He's still very young, and I think he is on the J.K. Dobbins path, where the production at the start of the season is just not going to be there, Jay. But by the end of the year, you should start to see those flashes. And then going into next season, Javonte Williams has a chance to return to form. So good couple of moves by, what is it, Crowbert 57?
C. Robert?
Oh, is it C. Robert?
I don't know, maybe. Just read a little differently. I don't know. I didn't see the number. 57? C. Robert 57? Crowbert?
Might be C. Robert.
Our new biggest fan, Crowbert?
Crowbert. Crowbert 57, baby. Let's ride. All right. Okay. 12-team Superflex PPR, 6 point per passing touchdown, deep league, start 11. Derek Carr in the 107 or Deshaun Watson?
Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson has a much higher ceiling, much higher value, in my opinion, as well. 107 is not enough to move off Deshaun Watson with Derek Carr as the only other player involved.
I agree.
Yeah.
100%.
Still top five upside. Five upside for Watson. He's Ray. He's still got it. Hey, Ray, do you remember when he led the league in passing on the Houston Texans?
I do. That? 6 years ago, I remember. Yeah. I remember.
Yeah. Okay. And holding ever since.
And holding, yeah. Ever since. Yeah, I do like Watson. I do like the Watson side of this trade in a super flex. Yeah.
You just got to get more.
Yeah, I need a little bit more. Need a little bit more if I'm going to move off of Watson than the 107 and Derek
Carr. If they added a 24 first, would you consider it at all? Or is it
Derek Carr, 107 and a 24 first? Yeah, that's enough leverage. That's enough leverage for me. It's enough leverage
for me. I think that's
me.
Where you're getting very close for sure.
Yep, absolutely.
And 107 could be in Will Levis.
Could be.
At which point
you still
be
could get
happy.
A quarterback. You still could get a quarterback and have that 24 first. So you add that 24 first there. Would you do it for a 24 second?
No. It's got to be a first. Okay. It's got to be a first. I just think there's a little bit of risk with Carr because we don't know what he's going to be. I expect him to be fine. I think there's still a little bit of risk, and I'd rather just have Watson.
Got you. All right. Oh, boy. I hate reading trades on MFL, but let's attempt to do it here. Okay, we've got Javonte Williams, Drake London, and Dallas Goedert being traded for Sam Howell, Jalen Waddle, Pat Freiermuth in the 303. Javonte, London, Goedert, or Howell, Freiermuth, Waddle in the 303, 12-team Superflex, PPR, start 10. Jay, what side do you want? Do you want Howell, Waddle, Freiermuth in the 303, or do you want Javonte, London, and Goedert?
I think I want Javonte, Drake, and Goedert.
Same.
I think you have a little bit of edge there with Goedert, but you kind of give that back a bit with London. But I don't mind if you're just getting rid of Howell a little bit here.
Same.
And getting, you know, a guy who could have a little bit more upside. You're going to have to wait on Javonte. But I don't mind moving off of Howell if this is the kind of return. And to be honest, I don't hate it for both sides. I still like Pat Freiermuth a lot. I think Dallas Goedert is a much better asset. But I do like Pat quite a bit. We've talked about how we want to buy him in some underdog drafts because he's very cheap right now.
Cheap stack.
But I still
Freiermuth
like Goddard a lot.
Freiermuth and Pickett. Cheap underdog stacks
very
right
cheap.
Now.
Very, very cheap. But yeah, then you talk about Drake, who we both really like, hoping he gets a QB upgrade, probably doesn't. But even still, he was the primary target in that offense, which is good enough for me. And Javonte with a second half resurgence should be pretty good. Sam Howell. Ray, are we buying into Sam Howell?
I'm not. Like, I'm not.
I'm
no.
not really either.
No.
I'm not there.
Not
People
yet.
Are all in. People love Sam Howell, and I get
Fifth
it.
Fifth round pick.
I wouldn't say he's a guy you have to buy right now. The buy windows are still going to be available, whether he goes off for 300 yards in his first game or not. He's going to have buy windows regardless.
I think there's some upside there, but I don't believe that I'm not trading for Sam Howell in March.
No.
You see what I'm saying? Well, like, I'm not.
The hype could go up, but I think you got to survive the draft.
I'll let it happen. He's got to survive the draft. You never know what could happen. And then he's got to be good enough to hold off. Who did they bring in to be his mentor? Who did they sign?
Jacoby Brissett. And Ray, what I think is another interesting point here that I don't want to rule out, they're probably going to get sold. There was already reports that Dan Snyder sold the team for $6 billion. So, and we've seen owners come in, and what do they like to do? They like to make a splash, right? They like to make their big moves. We saw the Phoenix Suns owner trade for Kevin Durant. We saw the new Broncos ownership trade for Russell Wilson. We just saw Carolina and David
Good
Tepper
point.
Trade a whole bunch of picks for a first overall pick.
Up.
So if Sam Howell is not your quarterback, which he's probably not going to be as a fifth round pick for this new owner, that could be a problem for us if you are holding Sam Howell shares. And I think they will look another direction to go very high upside at quarterback. And I think, you know, a new owner would probably want to bring in a better quarterback than Sam Howell.
And there are plans for a new stadium out there. My mom lives in that area, and that current field is awful. The stadium is awful. So I don't believe they're going
to
go into a new state. Now, here's the thing. This is a very longest of long shot because I do not think they'll be that bad. Do you know who's from the DMV area? Who's from the DC area, Maryland?
I mean, a lot of people are from the DMV. From who in particular?
From the 24 class.
Oh, from the 24 class. No.
Quarterback. Is that West?
Is Stroud from there?
He's out West. He's in 24
Caleb
class.
Is from DMV?
Yeah, he's from,
no
I think
way,
he's from
I
DC.
I didn't know that.
He and Kevin Durant are from the same area, man. So,
oh, okay, yeah. I knew KD was from DC.
They're not going to be bad enough to get Caleb Williams, but just the bigger point is new ownership group, fifth round pick, wants to make a splash. I'm not in the business of buying Sam Howell right now. No, thank you. Let's see right here, though. Same owner, same manager. We've got Trevor Lawrence on one side. Then we've got Kenny Pickett in the 103 and the 203. So is Kenny Pickett, 103 and 203, enough for you to move off of Trevor Lawrence?
I don't think so.
It's going to be your choice of quarterback. Could be Bryce. Could be A-Rich.
There's one gone. And if the one is A-Rich, you're probably fighting an uphill battle, in my opinion. It's not a bad trade. It's probably
Kenny
not one
Pickett.
I'd make,
let me change the name. Kenny Pickett, C.J. Stroud, and Jalen Hyatt for Trevor Lawrence.
I couldn't do it, man. I couldn't. I want Trevor. Like his team is set up for him so well, and I think they can only continue to build off of that. Trevor's a top 8 quarterback, probably a top 5 quarterback by the end of the year. Kenny Pickett should be fine. He should be good. He has
but he's
gonna around
be,
him. They're bringing
but
offensive
he's
linemen,
be a
but
what?
He's not going to be more than a QB2.
Nothing more than a QB2.
And Stroud this season, he's going to be a QB2.
Like, let me look at Kenny
he's
Pickett's
not gonna
ADP.
Be a QB1 right now. Go,
tell me where his underdog ADP is. I'm looking on Keep Trade Cut. Right now, he is quarterback 19 behind Jordan Love, Trey Lance, Daniel Jones, Tua Tagovailoa, C.J. Stroud up to QB9. Where is he at on underdog? Where's Kenny Pickett going? Just where's he being drafted right now?
He's being drafted in the 15th round, Ray. He's down there. But again, I get it, right? Like, people like Kenny Pickett, but the upside just doesn't quite seem there for Kenny Pickett right now. So that's kind of the problem. But I like him, but not that much. Not enough to trade away my Trevor Lawrence.
All right, here we go. We've got one right here, Jay. Let's take a look at it. 12-team, super flex, half PPR, start 10. Chris Olave in the 106 or Jordan Love, Treylon Burks in the 112. 12-team, super flex.
Man, I like Jordan Love. Chris Olave, though, Ray. You know I'm a big Chris Olave guy. 106 could maybe be a quarterback. Maybe I can take Will Levis.
Let's just say
it's close.
And Olave over Burks right now. But let's say Olave and Burks cancel out, give the weight to Olave. Is Jordan Love in the 112 enough for you to move off of 106? Which,
yes,
realistically, it's probably at best quarterback, it's probably Levis. Best skill position player, Gibbs or JSN. Is that enough for you to give to take the shot on Love in the 112?
Yes. And the reason why is because I actually would prefer to take a shot on Jordan Love playing in Green Bay over the unknown of what could be at the 106. If it's Will Levis in Las Vegas, I would take Jordan Love. If it's JSN somewhere in the 20s, I'd probably still take Jordan Love in the pick. Right, Jahmyr Gibbs, maybe he goes to the Cowboys, at which point his ADP is probably higher than 106 anyways. But yeah, I'd be willing to move off that 106 if I'm getting Jordan Love because I'm getting an asset that I know exactly where he's going to play, who's going to be on the team, and how they're going to construct around him. So I'd be willing to take that shot over the dart throw at the 106. But yeah, it's tougher when I know that I'm getting Olave because I feel very sure about what he's going to do next season and very secure in terms of his valuation. But it's not a bad package if you believe in Treylon Burks because you are getting a quarterback and the 112 is still valuable. It's not super valuable, but it still has value.
Is that enough to make up for the difference in value of Chris Olave and Burks? And let me pull up their values on Keep Trade Cut to see where the community has. Olave Wide receiver 8, Treylon Burks, way down there. Wide receiver 23, Jay.
Yeah. It's not great. Not great, right? You have Olave up in the late third round, or late second round, sorry, of underdog drafts right now. Treylon Burks, I mean, I got to scroll forever to find him. He's probably down in like the 10th, 11th round.
No, he isn't that low. He isn't that damn low. Come on, man. Where is he?
I mean, that... here he is. He's down in the 7th round almost. Late 6th, early 7th, right around pick 71. So he's not super low, but yeah, there's definitely... People are very high on Olave for good reason. But Jordan Love could be something. Let's not forget that. The 106 could be a pretty good quarterback, especially in super flex leagues. But in the start 10, I may just prefer to go after the higher end assets in Olave and the 106.
Ooh, okay.
Wow.
Mm. 10 team, super
That's a
flex,
trade I can never make, man.
Half PPR, start 9, roster 29. Daniel Jones or DK Metcalf?
The process is Daniel Jones. 100%. The correct process play is Daniel Jones, but holy hell, does that feel gross to trade your top
wide receiver. Jay, I feel like the situation in New York is getting better by the day for Daniel Jones.
It's getting better. By the day. I really like DK Metcalf, and I think that this year could be a much better year for him, and that's part of the reason why it makes this trade so tough. But the process play, like wide receiver 11, 29 overall in ADP on KTC. So there's a lot of good things to like about Metcalf. And then, you know, an underdog, same thing, right around a late third round pick. So people value Metcalf, and they always have. And he's just a freak, and he's jumping 10 feet in the air in commercials and all this stuff. Love DK, but the process is Daniel Jones. And you have to make that trade, as disgusting as it may feel. Especially if you need a quarterback, then you definitely have to make that trade. And
here's
this is half
QB
PPR as
here's
well.
Here's his QB rooms. So. Yeah, half PPR, I value the running back way more than a wide receiver. And Daniel Jones, in this super flex format, gets the rushing upside. He's a 500-yard floor season rusher.
Does it?
His QB room was Burrow, Fields, and Tua. Like, you don't feel great about Tua.
But, right, and it's a 10-team. So that's where it becomes tough. Like, you already got Burrow and Fields, which is great in a 10-team.
Yeah,
even
I'm
in a
10-team,
that's great. Tua and Jones. Like, I just think you got a little bit too much weight at quarterback, right? Assuming that he's getting Daniel Jones. So that's what makes it... Like, you got a lot of weight at quarterback, and, you know, we've been telling people we're not really in on Tua, move off Tua. So I do like having Daniel Jones as that third QB. And especially if Fields is kind of shaky, you can play Daniel Jones with confidence. But in a start 10-team league... QB is a little bit devalued. You still need studs, but I would probably try and tier those guys up higher if you could.
Let's go through here. Oh, all right. Let's take a look at this one. 10-team, 2-QB league offer was sitting there, sent to me. So here's the trade. Let's pull this up. Got T. Higgins, George Pickens in the 109, or Josh Allen and Wandale Robinson. Jay.
T. Higgins, George Pickens in the 109. I'm sorry. It just ain't enough.
It ain't enough.
Give me Josh Allen.
Two receivers and Quentin Johnston or Josh Allen. I don't even care about
difference makers at quarterback, Ray. Difference makers at quarterback. Josh Allen's ADP on underdog is 18, Ray.
I know.
Mid-second.
I dragged him there.
You can't even get a Diggs and Allen stack.
I've got a couple of Diggs Allen stacks so far.
You've got to be lucky to get a Diggs Allen stack, because that is not easy to come by in these underdog drafts at all.
And then look at the GIF he posted underneath it. It's Stone Cold just cracking two beers, like excited after that trade.
Let's go. Fired up, man.
Yeah, and it's 10-team league. That's a smash deal.
Oh, yeah.
If all I got to do is give up two receivers and I can get... three receivers essentially, and get Josh Allen and a dart throw receiver back. Sign me up for Josh Allen and Wandale Robinson. Good deal. We got Goat Rings in here. Goat Rings and James. All right, let's take a look at some guys here. I love these guys, man. James and Goat Rings, longtime supporters of Destination Debbie. 12 team, half PPR, super flex, 1 point tight end premium, start 11, 38 man rosters. Let's see what we have here. Jay, got a whole lot of picks for some good players. All right, it's kind of small. Let me read this out.
Aye.
We've got Justin Herbert, Kenneth Walker, and Jerry Jeudy.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Being acquired. 4, This year's 104, 110, 111, and 224 first-round picks. Golden Rings walks away with five first. James walks away with Justin Herbert, Kenneth Walker, and Jerry Jeudy. This is, again, 12-team, half PPR Superflex, tight end premium, start 11, 38-man rosters, deep, deep rosters, deep, deep, deep.
I think both guys got a good side, good deal. I think there's pretty, I mean, you talk about Herbert, he's three firsts. You're not getting him for less than that. Jeudy, probably worth a 24 first pretty easily. And then Kenneth Walker's worth at least a first.
He's worth more than a first, but
he's worth more than a first, but at least a first, right? The question is, Ray, would you ever, ever trade Justin Herbert, Kenneth Walker, and Jerry Jeudy for five random firsts? And two of those firsts are late in the 23 class. And there's players we could get that we like, but they are late. You're not getting quarterbacks with those picks. One of them you get a quarterback with, but the rest
one of them,
not.
You'll get a quarterback. He'll get a quarterback at 104. He will get a quarterback at 104. 110, 111, receiver, running back, tight end potentially, since there's premium there. He could walk away with two dope tight ends,
true,
or at least one tight end. The 24 firsts, he's got his own back. So he got his own first back, Goat Rings, that is. And I'm going to assume that the build is just rookies. It's just we're rebuilding. We want to do a little productive struggle. So it should be a high first. If you're telling me that's a top three pick, Marvin Harrison, Caleb Williams, Brock Bowers, or Drake May, top four pick, I love it. I'd love to know where that other first from Rojo Fish, who's also a Heisman member, is. And if Rojo Fish's first is 111, I'm going to assume that 24 first is late as well. For me personally, I want Jeudy, Herbert, and Walker. That's the side that I want.
I would too.
That is the side that I want. Getting five first-round picks for three players is always good value. I think Herbert by himself would command the three firsts this year. Would I do that? I don't know. I don't know if I want to bet on Bryce Young and those guys over Herbert, but it's fun to have a lot of picks. It's fun to have a lot of liquidity to do a couple of different things in leagues. So if I had to pick the winner of this deal, give me James aside. Give me James. And that's the first one. I don't want to call Goat Rings a loser on this one. I don't want to say this trade is a losing side of
Goat
the deal.
Goat Rings is like LeVar Ball. Never lost.
Yeah, never lost. He's got five freaking picks, man. And if you tell me that 24 first from him is going to be top three, top four, makes it feel a lot better. And if I were him, you move off of Herbert, Walker, and Jeudy's probably trying to clear points off his roster. Do whatever you can to have that 101 to get you some Caleb Williams. Do whatever you got to do.
And
at
huge
this point.
To get his first back, right? Now he can fully tank knowing
Correct.
He has his first back. And like you mentioned, right?
Correct.
Go after one of those top assets.
Correct. All right. Let's take a look at a couple of more, Jay. Got two more trades in us before we get out of here for the day. We got one side receiving Chris Godwin, Jerry Jeudy in the 109 and had to give up the 102, the 210, and the 304. This is 12-team start 11 tiered PPR. I don't know if it's is this super flex? Jay, if it's super flex, let's talk through this. 12-team start 11. Is it super flex? If this is super flex, would you send QB1 or RB1 away plus the 210 and the 304 for Godwin, Jeudy, and the 109?
Probably not.
That's a
probably
no.
Probably not. Yeah, probably not.
Single quarterback, would you send away Jahmyr Gibbs or Jaxon Smith-Njigba for 109, Jerry Jeudy, and Chris Godwin?
Yeah, probably. Probably. It's one of those trades where I look at it and I'm like, if it was 2 years ago, I'd be smashing that Jeudy and Godwin side. But today, give me the 102. Give me that quarterback.
Wait, so
my choice of quarterback.
So super flex, you want the 102 side. Is that what you're saying?
I think so, yeah. I'd want the quarterback. I'd want my shot. Or, you know, heaven forbid, it's Bijan Robinson. Then I'm definitely going to be taking that side.
And single quarterback, you want Godwin, Jeudy, right?
Yeah, like, I mean, Russ, Kyle Trask, Baker Mayfield throwing the ball. I mean, a lot of people are talking about Godwin potentially being a trade candidate next season, but this season looked like he's going to be on the books. I'd be taking the picks in this instance. If it's super flex, if it's not, then, you know, give me the talented players on the 109 and I'll figure it out from there.
Oh, gosh. All right, this is what we're going to end it on right here. We got to end it on a one-on-one trade, and we get Ja'Marr Chase in it as well. So we've got Ja'Marr Chase and a 24 first. Holy hell, man. Being acquired for the 101, T. Higgins and McCole Hardman. This is a 12-team Superflex start 10. Chase and a 24 first or Bijan Robinson, T. Higgins, and McCole Hardman? Tell the truth. Is this tough for you? Is this tough?
It's a little tough. It's a little tough.
Really?
Higgins in the 101 is that ain't no small package. I like Chase a lot. I like the 24 first a lot. But you're telling me you're trading me T. Higgins and Bijan Robinson, and all I got to give up is Ja'Marr Chase and a
all
first?
You have to give up?
It's a lot. Okay, Ray, what's the difference in value between Chase and Bijan Robinson? It's not a lot.
It should today be a lot. What is it on Underdog? What's it? Chase is
on Underdog. Chase is 102.
And Bijan's like 11 or 12 or 13.
He's 13. He's not crazy. He's down there a little bit. But, Ray, what if Bijan Robinson goes to your Dallas Cowboys?
Wow. Keep trade
it's possible.
Cut. You want to hear this on Keep Trade Cut? So, on Underdog, Bijan's going 13th overall.
Yeah.
Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, Bijan Robinson.
Yeah. KTC. I mean, third non-quarterback has to be. So, you're still getting Higgins, who on Underdog is a top 20 player. He's 21.7 ADP. So, I mean, he's right. He's right there.
There's a difference.
So you're getting
T and
a first round pick.
You know this.
I'm with you 100%. I'm with you. But I don't hate it from either side. If you want to build around Higgins and Bijan,
okay,
I'm fine with it. And if you want to take Ja'Marr Chase in the first, I'm fine with it as well. Both are great assets. But that 24 first is worth less than T. Higgins. And if you're saying Bijan and Chase are comparable, you're probably getting the value side
taking
the T. Higgins side. But I like both sides. Both are great.
You made good art. You made a good point that
I would rather have
T. Higgins over a random 24 first. But if I can get Chase and a first for Higgins and Bijan Robinson, you made good points.
Mecole Hardman, come on.
And Mecole Hardman, who's especially in best ball. I mean, in best ball, I want me some heart. I'm still on Chase in the 24 first side, Jay.
Yeah, I'm fine. I think you could see it from both sides. But you are giving up a ton of production to just get Chase. Right? If we're being honest, you're giving up a ton of... He was 16.3 points per game over the last two seasons. T. Higgins, 13 points per game. Now, that's in half PPR and Underdog, so it's not full PPR. But it's close. Start 10. You need those studs. So, Bijan Robinson, T. Higgins, or Ja'Marr Chase?
Let us know, folks. We're going to premiere this. Let us know. What you guys think, man? There's a lot of trades. Holy hell. So many trades to get through, but Zeke getting flipped. There's the Goat Rings trade that we talked about earlier. Mm-hmm. We talked about that one. All right. That's it. If you want access here, look at Breece Hall. We got Breece Hall in our freaking chat, man. Miss McDaniel, Breece Hall's mom is a frequent watcher of our show. I don't know if this is the real Bree. I think it is. It may or may not be. But neither here nor there.
It is.
His mom invited me to damn Thanksgiving. Breece's
she
mom.
Did.
She invited me to Thanksgiving. Can confirm. Breece Hall's mom invited me to a Thanksgiving dinner. So there it is. Trade show for the day. Saw a bunch of deals. All of these are brought to you by our All Gas Army, our squad members over here. Patreon.com/allgas. Or, as I talked about at the start of the show, we do have a partnership with Underdog Fantasy. All you have to do is put in $10 if you're a first-time depositor, and you will get access to this Discord for free. Underdog best ball strategy, roster construction channels. We've got tools. We've got rankings. We've got a whole bunch of stuff to help you take down these underdog drafts. We will be drafting all day, every single day throughout the summer and during the season. We'll be having multiple underdog strategy videos come out on our channel. But if you want your trades featured on the show, that's how you get access to it, Jay. So we appreciate y'all tapping in, and we'll be back again next week for another Dynasty Trade Show. For Ray, for Jay, we out of this thing. Peace. Before y'all close off of the video, I just want to say thank you for checking out the content on Destination Devi. Really appreciate every single view that we get. And the only thing that I ask is that you hit the thumbs up button, like the content, subscribe to the channel, and if you can, comment below for the algorithm. Really helps the channel grow. Now, I'm about to let y'all into my home right now so you can see my setup in my media room. You are watching this on my brand new Epson Epic Vision Ultra LS800 projector. Epson came into your boy's crib and hooked me up with this brand new projector in 120-inch Silverflex screen, free of charge. And I'm telling you right now, this has completely changed the way that I watch movies, that I watch sports, that I game. If you want a setup like this that takes up absolutely no space at all, there's a link in the description below. Click that or visit Epson.com/wakeup to completely change the way that you watch sports. Go big, go epic, go Epson, baby. Now y'all can get out of here. I appreciate y'all tapping in. It's all gas all the time. I love y'all. I'm out of this thing. Peace.